Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What's up, guys? It's Candace Dillard Bassett.
And I'm Michael Arsenault, and this is Undomesticated.
We're putting it all on the kitchen table and inviting you to the function. Follow and listen to Undomesticated, available wherever you get your podcasts.
We return to the men's room with Miles and Thrill.
10 now biggest Halloween songs in history coming up as we'll sit and spin. But first, time for a few emails to the men's room at KISW.com.
You've got mail. You've got mail.
Couple from our question today about jobs, guys. Yes, that is correct. I've had at least 68.
Damn.
Best job, pizza delivery, as either while in college, as a second full-time job after I graduated, or as a part-time job later. I've got 23 years in the Army, retiring soon. I did a year for the railroad, but hated the hours.
I'm American on the railroad.
Worst job ever was industrial cleaning using a massive vacuum. Hardest work I've ever done for the least amount of pay. I've had up to four jobs at a time. From Brian.
Jesus.
At, JBLM. Guys, I've had well over 20 plus in my life. Joys of not knowing what the hell you want to do when you're young. Worst job working landscaping back in 06. Long
yeah,
hours, physically exhausting, made $11 an hour. Boss was a jackass. I couldn't stand him. On the bright side, on the trucks, we listen to KISW, so I got introduced to you guys. Also, my boss hated, like turned off the radio, hated Ricker. So he became my favorite just because it pissed him off. I would work in broski and
harsh
championshipism and word and do as many talks as I could with him. Now that's funny.
Purdue.
Most fun job was getting made good money to play Mario Kart in the mall.
I think those are the first words Rick ever said to me, and I'm not even kidding. Our boss is introducing us to everybody. I'm like, hey, man, I remember he shakes my hand and Purdue. That was it.
Yeah.
He didn't say anything else.
We, Mike, just to be jackasses, we made Ted and Ben go in and do the crossovers because we couldn't understand what the hell he was saying.
I couldn't do it.
Like, you guys do it.
Seriously, I went to the boss and said, I'm not doing
it. So they had to go there and just try to figure out what the hell he was talking about on a daily basis.
Every day.
Yeah.
Every day.
My favorite.
The Vietnam flashbacks. I can right. see in your yeah. eyes when yeah. you said that. Every day.
I just wanted to give you an idea. Every day. And it wasn't trying to be funny. It's the two things I remember most about him being on the air. Okay, so we used to do the rock girl or whatever.
I'll search. And then we do the gala once they picked who the winners were.
So the different girls, you know, they'd be interviewed by different shows, whatever. And you ask them whatever you're going to ask them. So Ricker asks this one woman, he says, hey, be honest with me, girl. You ever drive drunk? And she goes, no, I do not drive drunk. And also, I just lost my boyfriend like 3 months ago to a drunk driver. Ricker's response is, so you're saying you're single? Dude, I just remember sitting in the office.
We fell on the floor in our chair and like covered our heads.
And then during, I don't remember what the election was for, maybe like, it was not governor. But
was it Dennis, was it Constantine, or who was it?
Constantine. He wants to get elected for something, whatever the hell he's running for. But anyway, they put him on Ricker's show, which is ill-advised. But they put him on Ricker's show, and he's going to give a spiel. So Ricker introduces this guy. Or keep in mind, this is a white dude. And Ricker's like, I want to introduce my Negro. And this guy's like, no.
I am not your Negro.
No, no. I didn't know. I do not get
I'm running for governor.
Yeah, there was plenty of those crosstalks where he would say something and I would just go, I'm out.
No comment.
Right, because I'm like, I'm going to get in trouble if I respond to this. And don't get me wrong, I love Ricker. Like,
me too.
He was a friend.
Oh, I love the guy, yeah.
We used to hang out, right? But... yeah, there was a couple times. So I was like, just like, damn,
wow.
Man. Like, I don't know. Yeah, thanks, guys. Forgot about that. Yeah.
Best job is my current job. I work for Acider. Okay, one more. Stop counting at 40 jobs. roadie for the B-52s, which couldn't have been more entertaining, and never failed to get me laid. While I've had a lot of awful jobs, worse
get clothes, laid, baby!
Yeah. Have sex.
I think someone's checking you out.
Worst was a temp service out of Prescott, Arizona. One day, they sent me to the local landfill. The landfill was conveniently located adjacent to and downwind from a state park. My job, I got to collect litter that blew off the landfill into the park in the middle of the hot summer.
Yeah.
Okay, time for a few birthdays brought to you by Men's Room Roasted Red Salsa from San Juan Salsa Company.
Dip responsibly.
I got the right date here. Today is the
28th.
All right, just making sure. Men's Room, want to send a shout-out to my husband, Raul, as he celebrates another year on the planet. He's the assistant program manager at PCSI on JBLM. Any ideas what PCSI is?
None.
Great. On JBLM.
Yep. Great husband, awesome dad, all-around amazing guy. Can you give him some green beans and a fish sandwich? You guys are the best. Keep doing what you're doing. We I-5 commuters appreciate you. Thanks, guys. That from Lily.
Green bean.
What?
Green bean.
Okay.
Green bean.
Do I get a fish sandwich?
Green. Hello, guys. Today's my 30th. Can I get the F-35 jet stream guy, a happy Chinooka, and Coke Ted talking about what I should do for my 30th? Maybe Mickey and Goofy discussing the Adam Sandler show, since I'm going to see him at Climate Pledge tomorrow night. Nice. Thanks, guys. That from Ryan.
Happy Chinooka.
All right, man. It's turning 30. You're coming to Coke Ted for advice. I got two. What are you going to do for your birthday? Make it memorable. Two chicks.
Jesus.
Or two dudes. I don't know what you're into.
Well, guys, if you like old Goofy, you're into everything. In fact, I'd love to tell you about the time that Adam Sandler saw me when I wasn't wearing pants. But I decided an NDA we can't discuss that night. But let's just say that man's down for anything.
I think you should go in there and just keep screaming, Opera Man, Opera Man. Let's see if he reacts.
Oh, he'll react.
Miles, I found it.
What is that?
That is the Professional Contract Services, Inc.
Ooh.
Yeah,
so they help support services to military bases and hospitals.
Oh, nice.
That makes sense that he's a JBLM, then.
Yeah.
I'll take him more beer. Liquor and Horse. Today's my 55th trip around the sun. Can I get the original too early to get a fish sandwich? And Mickey and Goofy telling me what I can expect when my wife and I take our kids, 9 and 11, to Disneyland next month. Love the show, guys. That from Steve in Gig Harbor.
Too early to get a fish sandwich?
Bills.
I said, well, God, you can expect to go broke and buy a lot of plastic stuff that's going to break. But while you're losing all your money for the kids, keep in mind, they'll keep you distracted by crying about the long lines.
And don't forget, you can't buy a lifesaver anywhere else. You got to buy it at the park. It's more special that way, Dad.
Yeah, boy.
Stuff being Mick when you got a cold.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Mick fights through it, man.
Yeah, but Coke Ted sounded great. All right, guys, here you go.
Happy, happy, happy birthday. Happy, happy, happy birthday. Happy, happy, happy birthday to you, to you, to you.
BJ. Yaws of Dirty Germans brought to you by Men's Room Original Sausage. Available through Uli's World Famous Sausage, mensroomlive.com, and other fine retailers. Mmm, Schweinefly.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What's up, guys? It's Candace Dillard Bassett.
And I'm Michael Arsenault, and this is Undomesticated.
We're putting it all on the kitchen table and inviting you to the function. Follow and listen to Undomesticated, available wherever you get your podcasts.
9.9 KISW. The Men's Room returns with Miles and Thrill.
All right, come up here until 5:08. We'll drink and toast with a shot of the day. And we do have your headlines all the way at 5:50. But first, quick check-in with Mike Hogg and some of the stories and headlines he is not working on.
Well, thank you, Miles. A new survey found that weight loss drugs are bringing down the country's obesity rate.
Yeah.
That's what good. They do.
Right.
Yeah,
it's kind of, that, I hope it would.
Yeah, that kind of a thing.
So right? once we take care of this problem, let's address the next problem and then fix
that'll
it
come
there.
Up. It'll probably be something related to Ozempic. Ooh, turns out you shouldn't have been doing Ozempic.
Well, you know, Ted had made a comment from that he had heard earlier that's like, you know what, at least the weight is being lost. We're not going to knock people for losing weight when they need to lose the weight. So the next step is finding why we got there in the first place and then changing things around. But at least we're getting the weight
delicious
down.
Food.
Correct. Mm-hmm. At least we're getting it down.
Yeah. Well, again, and I get it, right? I struggle with my weight all the time. But you look at obese people, it's like, well, just don't eat as much. Work out. But you never tell it, like, people that are bulimic or have other technically right. eating disorders, it's like, oh, yeah, you got a real problem.
Right.
So some people, you know, like Oprah said it best. She goes, I don't know. I just somehow, the switch to stop eating as much happened with the drug. So, yeah.
And
it'll lower medical costs.
If it works.
Yes.
If it works. Right. Look, we know, Miles and I, and Thrill, we used to work with a guy who had a stomach thing, but he ate his way through it. So
it didn't work.
Right. Right. Some people, it's not going to work.
It worked. He did not work.
Yeah.
Right? Like, man, you got the lap band, you look better, and they tell you don't go back to your normal ways of eating food. And he's like, heffin', I lost the weight. And things went wrong.
Yeah, I mean, my cousin Carly struggled for years, and then she just went down to Mexico, got the surgery, did the exact things they said for a year, and she's been great. And now she does, you know, mini sprint triathlons and everything.
There we go.
See, I wouldn't do all that. Just knowing me, but like I lost the weight and I do nothing now.
Rapid tooth loss has been linked to a higher risk of death in older people.
Rapid tooth loss?
Well, if you're rapidly losing your teeth,
Is there anything healthy about that?
I know. That's right? Kind of where I'm at.
Has that ever been a positive sign world of the medical profession? Like,
no.
Man, he's losing a lot of teeth. He is living well.
Rapid hair loss found to be in connection with a higher risk of death. Like, yeah, it's because they're being irradiated.
Right.
What do you know? They're going downhill fast. Experts are warning that our eyes might not be able to process beyond 4K HD TVs.
Okay.
I understand what they're saying, though. Eventually, the resolution gets to the point where it's just it's negligible
just
to our
like
eyes.
Reality.
Right. Well, yeah, to a degree, yeah.
I mean, so then at that point, we should all save money on TVs. In a way of the 8K, like, yeah, but it doesn't register in my brain.
And that's kind of what the point of that story was, is like, don't listen to, like, we got the 10K. Like, it doesn't matter.
Right.
I get it. People still buy it.
Oh, they'll buy it.
Yes.
And look, I'm guilty. If Miles bought one, he goes, you guys got to come over and see it.
Yep,
can you tell the difference? I go, oh, you're right, dude. It looks so much better.
It's bigger.
I can see his mouthpiece.
Well, and we're going to start seeing them just add different styles, if you will, different features and different ways that they present the picture to where it will trick your brain into thinking that it's a better resolution.
I will say the streaming services, when they do their thing, it looks better.
Okay.
So when Netflix does Thursday Night Football, the game, the picture looks better.
It does look cleaner.
Whatever that technology is, it just is a better picture.
Yeah. I'll give you that.
I think that's the camera, not the TV.
Yeah, whatever it is. Have you watched the Amazon Thursday Night game where you can watch it?
Oh, that's
where it's like Madden?
Yes. That's pretty neat.
Oh, it kind of like, it lines up all the guys and it'll have the arrows as they're running them, as their routes and stuff.
Yeah. Okay.
So either if you're a football junkie or you're trying to teach somebody about the game, it's pretty cool.
It's a really neat feature. It is.
Okay. Yeah.
And it's on the same one. Honestly, as you're watching football, like, I think you, right from there, you can like just click on it and it'll be like, do you want to watch it in Amazon Prime View or something like that, whatever it is.
I mean, look, my kid got into football as a direct result of playing Madden.
Yes.
He knew that I liked football. And on Sundays, he'd hear me screaming and yelling and all that. Mm-hmm. Started playing Madden about 2 years later. Like, he is so dialed in with all things football now. I'm like, all
right. Right, and he probably knows more about those rosters than any of us do.
That's why when the draft was coming up, he had a lot to say. Because that's why I feel like people that play Madden, like, half of the time, you're playing the game.
Yeah.
The other half of the time, you're just setting up a team.
Yeah.
You know, and that's as fun to them as it is to play. So
I never got into that part,
dude, there's not a detail about a player that is currently in the NFL
that he does not know. Yep. The problem is he thinks that I also know.
That came along as I was playing video games and was still really hot into video games, especially Madden and whatnot, but yeah. I could not get into construct your own team.
Dude,
I'm not good at this.
He'll have me sit with him for like 45 minutes. All right, this guy, he's got to click through. The funny thing about all this is I'm so cool to see this video game transfer his interest to the actual sport. But when John Madden died,
right,
I get home from work, my son's like, Dad, did you know there's a guy named John Madden?
Did you know?
I said, I am old enough to remember him, yes.
Yes.
He was like, that's why they call him Madden? I'm like, why else would they call him Madden? I'm like, absolutely, man. he thought that was the greatest thing.
Put your thinking caps on, boys. Time for the Merriam-Webster Word of the Day. It is an M word and a noun, and I give you 10% chance of actually getting it right. Okay, an M word, and it is a noun, and it refers to a collection of animals kept especially to be shown to the public, as well as the place where such animals are kept.
Menagerie.
By God, Steve, all you
right.
got it.
Nice work.
Yeah. Way to hit the 10%.
Yeah. Menage a trois.
Yes.
Menage a trois.
Can also refer to a figure. It could refer figuratively to any varied mixture of things. A menagerie.
Yeah.
Damn, dude. Good work. Proud of you, Steve.
What'd you drink last night? It was a menagerie.
I kind of did. I had a bunch of different stuff, man.
You guys hit the Jell-O Shot Tower?
No, I did not do Jell-O Shots with my son. It was their soccer team's, like, that was our last game party kind of thing. At a pizza joint. And I get there. My wife's like, hey, I got wine. I'm like, all right. So I had a glass of wine. And then I went over to the bar. And then we went to another bar and I had more beer. And then I got a whiskey. And something else. I felt it this morning is my point.
Okay.
Yeah.
Data from OpenAI found that hundreds of thousands of ChatGPT users may be suffering from a mental health crisis.
You don't say.
Just going to breeze right over that.
It explains itself.
Scientists have found a biological difference between normal people and psychopaths. They found a biological difference.
So you're just born that way.
Longer pinky finger.
So they found that people that can be classified as psychopaths have a larger, I hope it's called striatum.
All right.
And what that is that it is a part of the brain that is the link between motivation and motor movements.
Okay.
So I wonder now how that correlates, but motivation and motor movements in psychopaths tells me like, okay, so having this be bigger tells me that they have a lot more of a connection there.
I at least feel better going, they can't help themselves.
Yeah, well, we kind of.
I mean, we used to have a boss, you know, a complete psychopath. It still is. And you're like, I know you can't just be that much of a douche through upbringing.
Correct.
Right? It is impossible, but it does kind of explain a lot. You're like, okay.
I mean, Ed Gein had lampshades that were made out of people's faces. That at some points, like, I understand, like, he can not do this, but the fact that he does means he really can't help that he's doing this.
Right, because that's a lot of trouble to go through.
That's a whole lot, right?
Because at no point in the process did he say, man, I should not do this.
He
followed through to make it lampshade.
Here's the thing. I think he did. Like, watching it, I want to watch that monster series on Netflix, but the same creator that did the Dahmer story, that was one bit that Dahmer talked about, is that, no, he knew full well what he was doing and that he hated himself for having done it.
Yeah, my wife just watched something, not the one you watch, Miles, because I even asked her. It's something about Jeffrey, because she's just like, Jesus Christ, Jeffrey Dahmer was crazy. I said, what was your tip-off?
Yeah.
When I heard what he was arrested for, I pieced that together.
Yeah, don't watch that Neighbor show on Netflix.
Yeah, I know. It's on there.
It's crushing.
Yeah.
I keep seeing people posting about it. I'm good.
A new psychological study found that embracing silence in your relationship is actually a good thing.
You hear that, wife?
In fact, it's one of those surprising things that just all of a sudden it's good for you.
The Men's Room Top 10. The Men's Room Top 10.
So this comes from verywellmind.com, and it's surprising ways to make your relationship even better. So obviously we know the things that are actually good for it. But
stop drinking. The first thing my wife would say, be like, how about that?
Get out of one.
So they do start with saying spending time apart. It sounds counterintuitive as a way to improve your relationship, but take a break from your partner. Everybody needs their own space and quality time outside of a relationship. Dating and marriage counselors remind us that you deserve that breathing room. And sometimes, you know, distance makes the heart grow fonder. I don't think it's saying, you know, hey, one of you fly to Florida, the other one flies to Mexico, that kind of a thing. But it's, you don't need to spend every waking moment that you're not at work together.
Correct.
You know, there is that third place. There is that life that is yours individually that you do want to share with your partner, but
I'll tell you about it later.
Right.
I mean, honestly, that's it.
That That's a great way to put it.
I will tell you about the good time I had later. Yeah.
And I don't think, like, I don't have to be into everything you're into. You don't have to be into everything I'm into.
That's right.
Not at all.
That's right. Go to sleep at the same time. Emphasis on the same time. They're not necessarily in the same bed. Perhaps you've already read that the most American adults are not getting the 7 to 8 hours per night of healthy sleep that they need. But did you know that going to bed at different times negatively impacts you and your partner? For a healthier relationship, head to bed at the same time. There are night owls and early birds who live on different schedules. And then there are those who work in bed while the other is watching Netflix in another room. Whenever the situation, synchronize your bedtimes. According to Chris Brantner, a certified sleep science coach, 75% of couples don't go to bed together, which has negative effects. Those with mismatched sleep patterns report more conflict, less conversation, and have less sex than those who go to bed together.
That's one of the things I miss about being married.
Going to bed.
Just that feeling of being close and sleeping with my wife.
There you go.
Well, my wife always falls asleep before me, but it's on the couch. So technically, we go to bed at the same time.
Sure.
Because I will wake her up a couple hours later, like, hey, let's get to the bed. But she is up by 4:30 or 5 a.m.
There you go.
Every morning, without a doubt. I'm up until about 1 or 2, depending on the night. But for whatever reason, it works very well for us. We're very productive when the other one is asleep.
Sure.
Right? So I do most of the night duties, so to speak. She does most of the morning duties, and we don't interrupt each other.
But you guys go to bed at the same time.
Yeah.
You might still be awake for several hours afterwards.
Sure.
And she's awake several hours before you
Absolutely.
Are. But you guys go to bed at the same time. Yeah. My wife and I are the same thing. If I'm going to bed, I lay down and I'm out.
Right.
But I'm up at 5:30 in the morning. When she goes to bed, she is awake until probably 1 o'clock in the morning, but if she doesn't have to be awake to 1 o'clock in the morning, exactly. So just kind of logging off at the same time is the healthy part there.
Huh. All right.
There you go. Be vulnerable, which we all hear about, right? Sometimes you have to dig deep to be vulnerable. Couples may find it surprising, but if each one becomes curious about one's own blind spots, discovers them, and then is courageous enough to share that vulnerability, it can help create deeper intimacy. Let's see. A blind spot doesn't necessarily mean a fault or a weakness, but rather a deeply held belief about oneself or about how a relationship is supposed to work or how love is expressed. The belief is so deep that we don't even realize that we have it, hence the term blind spot.
Yeah, but I think that should be the person you talk to.
Yes.
You have to tell them everything, but if something's bugging you, or you put it this way, I know one thing. We will be honest with each other.
Correct.
That we have no problem with. Like, look, man, just say what you got to say, especially if I'm asking.
Right.
I don't have to like the answer, but that's one thing we've agreed on. Just be honest.
The wife and I kind of set that precedent early on in the relationship. I set that precedent early on in the relationship that I'm going to say things that are going to hurt you, but I intend to like take this the distance. So I don't ever want you to question if what I'm telling you is true. I don't want you to ever question if I'm withholding something from you. You are going to know everything that I think. You are going to know everything that I have a problem with. You're going to know everything that I am questioning, everything that I've got going on. It's going to hurt. It's going to suck, but you know about it.
But she can do the same to you, right?
Exactly. No. God, no. To yourself. Yeah.
Just God, lie to me.
No.
Criminy, man. I don't need that pressure. Surprising ways to make your relationship better. Create novel experiences. Open a book and just start writing. No, although eating your favorite pizza every Saturday night and incorporating rituals in your life strengthens relationships, boredom does creep in. Therefore, you should shake things up. Pepper your routine with unpredictable date nights and moments of fun.
Have sex in the guest bedroom.
Yeah! Continuing with spontaneity, many years into a marriage is important, according to a relationship expert. Her book, Five Simple Steps to Take Your Marriage from Good to Great, is based on findings of a groundbreaking study she directed that followed 373 married couples for over 20 years. She found many spouses felt like they were in a rut. I will say, my wife is so much better at that. We're going to go do this week. I'm like, all right, cool.
Oh, I can count on that.
Yeah.
I don't need to make plans.
Right.
I might have plans for me. I'm like, hey, man, on this night, I'm going to do this thing. But otherwise, I don't need to make plans.
I like to think of it as our responsibility in that is just be down for the novel experiences. Because what I have found about my wife, she doesn't like when I come up with the novel experiences.
Yeah.
No, you know why? Because, okay, what friend of yours told you that?
That's exactly right.
Steve did. Steve doesn't know good pizza.
Right, exactly.
And then 3 weeks later, one of her friends says, hey, you should try this pizza place. It's like, that's the one Steve was telling me about.
Yeah,
we should go there.
We should go, because now
it's
my just, friend told me.
That's the source of information.
I'm interested.
Right, now I can't. Yeah. How did that happen?
It's like giving directions.
Yeah.
And you sure, look, man, I'm telling you, this is the way to go. I'm not going to go that way. And then your friend Cindy calls. Go that way. We're going this way because Cindy said to. All right, cool.
They do. They wait for certain people. It's like, I thought I was the one.
We should watch this show. Who told you that, Miles? Was it Steve?
maybe.
I'm not watching that. Again, 2 weeks later.
See, she never tries to figure out who told me. She just wonders why in the hell I would... Why would you watch that? looked kind of interesting.
Yeah, those interest me. Those are a friend of mine that would tell me he's a foodie.
Okay.
Very, very high places to go that he enjoyed.
Yeah. High end, yeah.
And then,
the restaurant must have no more than one syllable.
I would recommend these places. And typically when we would go, the food was great.
Okay.
But she did not want to. She fought me on it, right?
Yeah.
But I swear to God, the next thing I knew, she was out with her friend. They're going to go see a show or something.
Old Marge wants to go to this.
And that's where they go for dinner.
So she can tell you that it's good. Yeah. And you're like, and I haven't gone yet.
I wanted to go with you on Thursday night, dude. But you said no because Steve said it was good. I'm using you as an example.
That's right.
Yeah.
Or
yeah.
I'm not, maybe.
Steve does no good food.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's like, Jesus
Christ. Steve.
Oh, man.
It's I give Phil enough credit, but sometimes I'll ask about something. It'll go, it's good. Now, you won't like it. But it's a good restaurant.
Yeah, just know your audience. It's like asking someone about a movie, like certain people. It's not that I don't trust their opinion, but they know what I like. I know what they like.
Correct.
So like if it's a horror movie, I'm going to go to Mike. Yeah. I'm not going to go to you, Ted. You'll be like, it was scary. Right.
I watched a handful of movies over the weekend. I wouldn't recommend one of them to Ted. I like them.
Right. And if it's a day off, don't listen to me because it's just going to be a war movie.
Yeah. That's right. That's right. What happened to your rom-com on planes, Ted? Days, Ted?
Well, thanks to my Xfinity app, I can watch live TV.
Surprising.
Rom-coms went out the window.
Surprising ways to make your relationship better. Surprise with little things. Don't worry, I got a little thing that surprises her all the time.
That's the game I believe it's that small.
Small gestures keep the spark alive and remind your partner you are thinking about them.
Happy like teriyaki lube.
Yeah. See? Yeah. I'm full circle, buddy.
Hey, let me rip that blackhead out of the middle of your back. It's huge. I know you can't see it.
It's called F sauce.
Yeah.
Surprise! I brought in another chick.
Oh, it's little things.
I'm thinking of you.
Surprise! You're surprised at the door. Don't be angry. Happy couples are kind to each other. Giving or volunteering to help out is a plus. In fact, acts of kindness are powerful, and those that are unplanned tend to fuel overall well-being.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, man. Come on.
Of course.
I like this one. Fight better.
All right.
Which sounds funny.
Use your jab.
Right.
I'm kidding.
Keep the right up. See you coming, didn't you?
Keep the right up.
Keep your hands up. Keep your hands up.
No, they actually.
Kidney shot.
Uh-huh. They give you a couple deals here. Soften the startup, edit what you say, and offer repair attempts. Focus on the positives. I understand what they're talking about there. Couples are going to fight. There is no. Yeah. The perfect couple fights when nobody's watching.
Mm-hmm.
When nobody's watching.
Nobody's watching.
On the middle of the doggone street screaming at the top of your lungs.
Kiss my ass, Tony.
That's right. And that's the whole thing. You know, and when my wife and I bicker, we actually have a very harsh agreement. Like, we never take it to the F you. We never take it to the, well, you got a little, nah.
Right.
You know, we never take it to that level unless we're being facetious.
Do you beat her to the punch? I know I have a small penis.
Oh, I beat her to death. You saw her. Two black eyes when she came in here. Busted up damn nose.
That's true.
No, but that's, as long as it's constructive. We are fighting because I frustrated you or vice versa.
Yeah.
Keep it constructive. Keep it to where I need to be corrected, or you need to soften up. One of the two things, or vice versa, same thing.
Yeah, we just got to stop fighting. Right? If you know you're going to disagree, it's just like, even if we reach a conclusion that this doesn't matter, if the answer is no, we're like, all right, let's move on, man.
Then I'll leave you with this last surprising way to make your relationship better.
A thruple.
Share a loving story. Very close.
Oh, man, I picked up this hooker on Aurora.
I swear I'm in love.
And, I learned this kissing technique. I want to try. It involves a cold sore.
Oh, no.
Say, she lets you kiss her?
Yeah.
And it's what you think guys are thinking about. It might surprise you. Reminiscing can help enhance your relationship. Conversations that start with remember when and track
remember
down
remember when you used to give me a mouth hug.
You guys don't know what to do. Just talk to
her. No,
people.
I took her to Burger Master. I'm going to take you there, too.
Miles, what happens when a booty call in New Jersey gets stood up?
I don't know what happens.
I'll tell you at 5:50.
Thank you, sir. Headlines are coming up at 5:50. In the meantime, have we made it to drinking time?
Somebody out there deserves to be recognized. And the men's room knows just who it is. So to you, we say, bottoms up, sailor. You're the toast of our shot of the day.
Drink time it is, and as usual, we head to the drink desk and Steve a Thrill Hill to find out who we're toasting.
Yes, indeed. And today we toast the fine city of Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. I don't know if you knew this, but actor Michael Keaton, he is, in fact, from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania.
I did not know that.
He is, and in fact, they are so proud of this that he was inducted into the new Pittsburgh Walk of Fame, kind of like the Hollywood Walk of Fame.
All right.
And he was part of the inaugural class and included George Benson, Andy Warhol, Roberto Clemente,
wow,
and other Steel City luminaries. It's actually a pretty solid lineup.
Fred Rogers probably should be on there.
I did not see his name on there.
He'll get
Can
Roger
you believe that?
Yeah.
But the inaugural one? Freaking Mr. Rogers. Anyway. He was not there. Anyway, Keaton, he attended the ceremony, unlike everyone else, and he expressed his gratitude in a speech. Quote, there's nothing like being recognized by your hometown because it's actually the place that makes you who you are. That star, I hope, mostly kids, when you walk through here and they look down at this star of mine and the stars of all these other people, I hope they look up and just wonder what's possible, which is sweet stuff. But we're toasting them because they spelled his name wrong.
Oh, no.
They got everyone else's name right. The one dude who shows up.
K-E-A-T-O-N?
They spelled his first name wrong.
Michael?
Uh-huh. They got the E-A-L? A and the E.
Did they go E-A-L? They
flipped them around. Everybody does that. It's like, it's the same for everybody.
I don't know how. Anyway, they were very apologetic. Keaton's just like, hey, man, as happens. But they're going to.
I got a Pittsburgh education team.
There, Yens. Do Yens want to be my neighbor?
Won't you please?
Just put Mr.
Yens, come in and be my neighbor.
So we pour this booze and we drink this booze because we think it's yummy.
Yummy.
So over the tongue and down the throat to party in our tummies.
Down the hola, bitchola.
All right, let's get a contestant on the line here for Profile This, 206-803-ROCK. Profile This is next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What's up, guys? It's Candace Dillard Bassett.
And I'm Michael Arsenault, and this is Undomesticated.
We're putting it all on the kitchen table and inviting you to the function. Follow and listen to Undomesticated, available wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.